Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1645, Cellular Fish LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR General Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Land lying west of Route 24, 420 feet north of Route 299, to be located on 22,500 square feet, more or less. The gentleman, on June 1st of 2009, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet which contains a project description, an illustrative site plan, a plan data summary, a plus process waiver request letter, and a plus exemption letter, a DLDOT support facilities report, and a phase one environmental assessment report, and also some photographs. We did receive some agency comments, first one being from DLDOT, and they provided information that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service E of John J. Williams Highway will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments from the Office of State Planning Coordination that based on the review of the preliminary site plan dated September 17th of 07, the future use of the site does not exceed the existing use, and therefore the project will not be required to be seen through the PLUS process. We heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District that there are two soil types on this site that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that no tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and they advise that the site is located within the Long Neck planning area, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $3,252 per equivalent dewelling unit, that sewer service has not been extended to this parcel at this time, that the site is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that the application proposes a retail building of 4,620 square feet, that connection to the system will be mandatory, that annexation into the district is possible following completion of certain administrative procedures, that planning study assumptions have allocated two EDUs to the parcel and capacity is adequate for the proposed use, that the proposed project could receive sewer service following an extension of sewer lines to the parcel by the developer, that an extension of sewer lines to the parcel would be at the developer's expense, that the proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with county standard requirements and procedures. The county engineer must approve the connection point, that a sewer concept plan must be submitted to the engineering department for review and approval prior to the request for annexation, that one-time system connection charges will apply, and that a concept plan is required. And that's all I have for agency comments.
All right, sir, we thank you. Before we begin, is there anyone here with a particular interest in this application this evening? Well, there must not have been much good on TV tonight because everybody's come to watch us, I guess. I don't know. Well, we have one more after this. That being said, the chair recognizes Mr. Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mearstone Consultants out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Here with me tonight is one of the owners and applicants, Mr. Bill Baker. He's part of the applicant, which is Cellular Fish LLC. And if any of you are wondering, he's the fish component of Cellular Fish. Attempted humor.
I thought it was the name of a rock band.
The application is for a change of zone from GR to CR1 for a property that's a little over half acre. It's located along Route 24. This particular area of Route 24 actually runs north and south, so the site actually lies on the west side of the road. As Mr. Lank had stated, we did submit a illustrative site plan to accompany the application. Just want to remind the commission that we're not here seeking a formal site plan approval. We're here for a CR1 zoning designation. However, I think because of the size of the property, which is small, and the fact that it abuts GR zoning in the rear and at the side, any type of use that would be permitted in the CR1 district, any formal site plan that was submitted would probably look very similar to the plan that we have here, which was prepared for a retail use. Plus the fact that Del Dot's going to require on this segment of road a 15-foot wide dedication along the frontage. Doesn't leave much property left, so.
You have to bring that phone up here and put it on my dais until we're done. That's all right. That's all right. That's what they do to me when mine goes off. Go ahead.
Thank you. As Mr. Lank had stated, the site is the site was not required to be reviewed by the State Plus process. We felt that based on the site's pre-existing commercial use, which was a automobile service garage known as Alexander's Garage, and the fact that it was a small site with negligible impacts, we applied and received a waiver or an exemption from the PLUS process from the Office of State Planning. Those two exhibits are, I believe, they're in Appendix 2 of the exhibit book. Brian Hall, who authored the exemption letter from the Office of State Planning, indicated that he felt that based on the site's pre-existing use and the that the future use would not exceed that pre-existing use, and felt that an exemption from the PLUS process was in order. According to the state's strategies for state policies and spending, the project is located in a level 2 area. According to the county's comprehensive plan update and land use maps, the site is in a mixed residential and a environmentally sensitive developing district area. We feel that this type of use is compatible with those designations. In regards to some of the dimensional attributes of the site plan, we're adjacent to residential in the back and to the south, which would be, what's the name of that subdivision?
Sherwood Forest subdivision.
Across the street? It's to the rear, which would be the west, and to the south. Basically, if the applicant were to receive a CR zoning, we would be obligated to provide a 30-foot rear setback and a 20-foot side yard setback to the south. Property to the north, immediately to the north, is zoned B1, and it's the seafood shack, which appears to be some sort of retail seafood establishment, and I think people even eat there. I'm outside, I saw some folks eating some crabs, so I'm assuming that they more of a restaurant-type use. If I could direct your attention to the Appendix 5 in the back, there's a series of photographs that were taken last week. First page, the top photograph, is basically the site post-demolition and cleanup. The bottom photograph on the first page is a commercial use located immediately across the street, across Route 24 on the east side of Route 24. Second page indicates to the north the Bayshore Plaza Shopping Center, which contains the Supergiant as well as other commercial establishments. The bottom photograph is the Seafood Shack, which is the property immediately to the north of the site. And most of these photographs and these uses are all within 1,000 feet of the property. And the last page, there's a car wash that's under construction in front of the Bayshore Plaza Shopping Center. And then the last page is the shopping center to the south at the intersection of Route 24 and Bay Farm Road, which contains the Harris Teeter and Happy Harry's, as well as some other commercial uses. In regards to sewer and water, the project is in Tidewater's service area, so we'll be getting our water and fire flow requirements from them. I didn't get a chance to look at the written comments from the engineering office pertaining to the sewer that Mr. Lank had read, but I did meet with Rob Davis of the engineering office last week, and pretty much what Mr. Lank had read sounds like what he had told me. The site currently is not in a county-recognized sewer district. It is in the Long Neck Planning Study Area. It's adjacent to the Long Neck Sewer District, which gives us the ability to petition the county for inclusion into the Long Neck Sewer District. As a matter of fact, there's also on file at the county, there's an approved concept plan which shows that it's feasible to provide sewer to this site. The physical existing connection is about 500 feet north on our side of the road, so you know, through that process, we would be obligated to extend the county sewer parallel with Route 24 down to the site. And I think with that, I think that's all I have, and be more than happy to answer any questions that anybody on the commission may have.
Mr. Lang, just a quick question on this one. Was the garage that was there, was that a pre-existing
non-conforming?
Yeah, non-conforming.
Yeah, it's been there for years.
The predated zoning from the
predated
70s. Okay.
I don't know. There was a fire there a few years ago, and I don't think it reopened after that.
Right.
I don't believe it did.
No.
So it would have been used commercially then for
commercial auto repair, boat repair.
They sold some.
Oh, they sold cars there too. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Mr. Lang.
Is that from?
Are we ready for questions?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Typically, the applicant indicates when they're...
Oh, I did. I thought I did.
What was I doing?
Right.
I was talking to Mike. Okay.
I was goofing off again.
Okay. My apologies to the applicant and the applicant's representative and all of you folks out there. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple questions. Why are you applying for CR1 versus the next, for example, your adjacent property, which is a B1?
Based on conversations with the applicant and trying to anticipate what they were looking to do with the property, there's a bunch of commercial zone projects. As a matter of fact, I think there's a property just north of the B1 zoning removed by maybe one residence property. I think it was part of the convalescent, I can't think of the name of that, the nursing home up there, but it was an outlot on 24, which I believe has been zoned commercial as well. So it just seemed that there was enough commercial zoning that was the way to go, I think.
Is what we have before us tonight is a zoning issue, not a site plan issue.
Correct. I understand that.
And for example, with a site plan that you showed as an example, we had a recent project in the area where one of the recommendations of approval was that parking be in the back and not in the front yard setback. So, that might further impede any development on this property.
Right. Well, we would hope the fact that, Del Dot's already going to require 15 foot of frontage from us that, there might be some consideration when we get to that, the site plan process for a variance on parking in the front yard.
So when I look at your application under the gross area, it says 0.52 acres. Is that including the Del Dot, or is that without?
I believe that is without the dedication. Yeah, it is without the dedication.
Without the dedication. So the 0.52 is including the area that Del Dot would request.
Correct.
So by the time you're done carving that piece out, we're talking about less than a half acre.
Yes.
Okay. And then with your 30-foot rear setback and a 20-foot yard setback on the, or foot setback on the side, put some further dents in your.
Yeah, it doesn't leave much building area or development area.
But the property behind you, and I guess that's to the west of you, is all houses, whether it's mobile homes or homes.
It's part of the, it's an older subdivision, Sherwood Forest. It's actually the site before you tonight, it was originally part of that subdivision as well.
Mr. Abbott, would you know if that Magic Maid cleaning service, is that a conditional use, or is that, that's that trailer across the street, mobile home across the street that they use for a maid service?
I'm not sure, Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
If he's in the trailer, they would have to go into the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
Business.
It could be a home occupation unless they have employees. I don't know if they have employees or not.
I see a lot of cars there.
It could be. I'm just saying that I don't think it's non-conforming. The subdivision was created just prior to zoning in the 60s, so it's been created since. But we'd have to investigate that.
Okay. Not that I'm trying to pick on anybody else in the neighborhood. And what about the environmental issues? Has there been any remediation done, testing for spoilage on the ground and dumping of oil and waste? And
to my knowledge, and it's included, I believe, in Appendix 4, the applicants engaged EnviroTech to perform a Phase 1 environmental site assessment. I included not all of that. It would have been like a 200-page document, but the conclusions and recommendations as part of Appendix 4. They did recognize or find two above-ground storage tanks probably containing heating oil and probably drain oil from the automotive use of the site. And once again, you may want to ask Mr. Baker, but to my knowledge, the site has been demoed, obviously, and those tanks have been drained and decommissioned according to the applicable state regulations.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
Knowing that this is just a zoning application and this isn't an actual site plan, but you are going to have to, the calculation of the DLDOT right-of-way is not in this zone, in this plan, correct?
The plan shows it, and the gross acreage, which is listed on the fact sheet, is the overall gross acreage, which is about a little over half acre, about 22,500 square feet, I believe. So we, you know, obviously, as we move forward, if we're fortunate enough to get the CR1 designation and file a site plan, you know, that'll be part of that site plan, which will be to dedicate that 15-foot for public use.
Just looking at the site plan for as it is, not that it's, but where would you do stormwater management on that?
We would, you know, based on the, trying to get a commercial designation, we would be looking at putting it underground. We haven't done any geotechnical or soil work yet, but, you know, hopefully we'd be able to take advantage of some infiltration out there. If not, we would probably store it, self-contain it in some sort of pipes or underground system, and then, you know, hold it and then release it into the system. But we haven't done the testing yet to determine whether we can infiltrate. You know, we understand that we're going to be obligated and required to, you know, to go through Sussex Conservation District and get a stormwater and erosion sediment control plan approval, as well as getting a DLDOT entrance plan approval as well.
But that plan couldn't go in the buffer area, correct?
The plan?
The stormwater management area can't be incorporated into the 30-foot buffer area?
We haven't looked at it yet.
It could. Legally, it could be in that.
That's just basically a setback.
Yeah. I mean, we're planning on landscaping back there, and if we could take advantage of filtration through that area, I'm sure we would absolutely focus on that. it'd be a cheaper alternative than trying to force stormwater under a parking lot, so.
Okay, because, no further questions.
Answer, thank you. Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Lank, a question for you. Difference between the setbacks on the B1 and the CR1, is there any difference?
Same.
Same.
When they're joining a residential district, the rear's 30 and the sides are 20. In this case, they've got one side that's adjacent to a residential zoning, which would be to the south, and then the rear's, the rear, 30 foot's required there.
That's all the question I have.
Answer, thank you. Mr. Smith?
Just one thing, Mr. Chairman, and that is that the conclusions of the environmental assessment are contained on page 12, tab 4 of the applicant's exhibit book. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Answer, Mr. Lank?
No question.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. No.
All right, then. Thank you, sir. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1645, Cellular Fish, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1645? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.